it actually caught a lot of people by surprise. Even the Budd campaign had less than an hour heads up that this endorsement was coming. Former Governor McCrory and former Representative Mark Walker were both sitting right there in the front few tables when he made that endorsement. Even took a little dig at former Governor McCrory, saying, well, you can't pick somebody who's lost twice. So, you know, in true Trump fashion, kind of caught a lot of people off guard. But, you know, this is something he's really trying to exercise, that influential muscle. We know that that Ted Budd was down at Mar-a-Lago in the weeks ahead of the endorsement. And, you know, he one of the first things he said when he took the podium at the convention was continuing the work to make America great again. So we're really seeing that influence of the former president permeate a lot of these endorsements. And how they're going to respond, how voters are going to respond to them is really telling, because 87% of primary voters, Republican primary voters, still have a really favorable view of the former president. So it seems that those coattails will really carry some candidates like Budd to success.